And they're about to be off. The 148th running of the Kentucky Derby is Saturday. And after 2 years of COVID restrictions, more than 150,000 fans could turn out to watch the race at Churchill Downs. But some people in Louisville say the race is once again opening old wounds. Stephanie Wolf is arts and culture reporter for WFPL. And Stephanie, this is always such a big festive event. How's it feel there in Louisville now that it's back in full force?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely an excitement in the air. You know, I go to the grocery store and people wish me happy Derby. I was walking around downtown and they were passing out these chocolate Derby coins. And there's also been all these community events in the weeks leading up to Derby, which have largely been canceled the past 2 years. A parade, wrestling, bed racing. And I've seen really sizable crowds.
Did you say bed racing? Bed racing.
They take mattresses and make... like kind of like soapbox cars and race them. And there was, you know, it was a very enthusiastic crowd at that event on Monday.
Okay, so enthusiastic crowds. But of course, there are many people in Louisville who also wanted to see some changes to the Derby this year, thought it might be a moment for reset. They've raised concerns about how officials there have responded or not responded to another big story in Louisville. Of course, the police killing of Breonna Taylor back in 2020. You've got some tape from a woman named Casa Heron. Let's listen.
Back in 2020, I remember the protesters coming out here, and I remember feeling like I don't think I'll ever be at the track again. There was just so much divisiveness in the community, and I was very disappointed in the leadership of how Churchill Downs did or did not step in. And so to be back at the backside just kind of feels like, I don't know, I feel weird about it, but it does feel great to be here.
So people are torn. Tell me more about that side of the story. What do people like CASA actually want the Derby organizers to do?
Yeah, it's really a complex situation where people have all this excitement to have the Derby back at full scale again. But yeah, there are memories of 2020 and even previous years where, you know, the Derby's a big moneymaker for Churchill Downs. And some would like to see more of that money actually go back to the community, to the neighborhoods that are right next door to Churchill Downs. Some would like to see Churchill Downs do more to support its backside and service workers. I mean, the Derby wouldn't be possible about them. And there's also been calls in recent years for Churchill Downs to, well, ditch a Derby tradition that some say is rooted in racism. And that's this performance of the controversial state song, My Old Kentucky Home.
Oh, right. And what's the resolution on that this year?
My Old Kentucky Home will be performed. It'll be performed with the University of Louisville's marching band and choir. So that tradition that's been around since about the 1920s, it is back in play this year.
So just briefly, I mean, how does the race officials, how do they respond to all this? How are they feeling about their sense of place in the community?
Yeah, well, last year, Churchill Downs announced a partnership with two other Louisville organizations. They said they would launch a 5-year plan that is known as the Derby Equity and Community Initiative. Officials cited the 2020 protests as a push, and they say that they're going to commit to make a more diverse and inclusive event in the sport of horse racing.
Stephanie Wolf is arts and culture reporter at WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky. The Kentucky Derby is on Saturday. Stephanie, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.